let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life.
Kick it.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with DJ Barker and Billy Collins, our newbie on the show this week. Hey, Billy, you still hanging in there?
You're waking me up again.
Sorry to bother you.
We're getting into the stuff we know he can talk about.
There we go. All right. Kelly Lynn,
yes.
Introduce that. What are we doing?
Okay. I got a couple of investors, Carmen and Julian, newly retired, 65, 67 years old. They basically, they're new retirees. They're thrilled to have all the time to themselves. Can't wait to start doing everything they ever wanted. All the golf, all the travel, all the, you know.
Everything.
Living the life.
Yeah, they're ready to live it up. But upon Julian's retirement, his company's 401k advisor sat him down, walked him through, you know, retirement budgeting, future use of his 401k, how to do the withdrawals, you know, is it rolling over, that sort of stuff. And he was a little taken aback when the advisor highlighted 12 things not to do to blow up his, that would blow up his retirement.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean that happens?
Apparently. And I'm sure you have seen
We have seen and heard these conversations.
Could you highlight some of them?
Yeah.
For us?
I mean, I think this is the big, some of the conversations we like.
I mean,
this is planning, right?
This is like the misconceptions of retirement.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at your investing, you're investing in your 401k, you're doing what you've done for 20, 30, 40 years in your work, you start approaching retirement and you think, oh, well, my 401k has grown substantially since I started.
So that's a couple million. It's
everything's going to be fantastic because everything's fine. Why do I need to change an allocation? Why do I need to look at any of those things? And this is why.
Yes.
Because what happens is some people, you know, they may not understand or underestimate their retirement spending, right? So you've saved to this big pot of money, and then you don't understand the taxable implications when you pull the money out.
I think that's the biggest one.
Right? So you're spending $100,000, $200,000 a year. If you want to spend $100,000 to $200,000 a year from your retirement plan, you're actually spending more because you've got to, if you want to spend $100,000 or $200,000, there's also federal and state taxes on top of what you pull from that IRA. So immediately, you're spending more than $100,000 or $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
Also, if you think you're going to retire and spend half of what you spent when you were living drastically changes, right? It truly is something that we hear a lot. Well, I spend $75,000 a year and I'm only going to spend $45,000 in retirement. We become accustomed to the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like you said, you've got, maybe you go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a latte. Maybe you do all of these things.
Latte, I have no idea what you mean.
Maybe you do all of these things during the day and you want to transition into retirement. You say, well, I'm going to stop all of that. It's difficult to do.
Yeah.
We've had 40 years of living the life and going out to lunch and going out to dinner and doing all of these things. You really have to track your spending. That's where a budget comes into play. And I know we talk to 60, 70, 80-year-olds that are, they come in and we say, well, you don't know your budget. That's something you got to learn.
Right. Yeah.
And I know it doesn't have to be a budget like an 18-year-old's budget, but you've got to know where your money's going
right,
to understand what type of portfolio withdrawals you're going to need from that 401k.
Yeah, now there is some conventional wisdom that says that you should probably spend less in retirement. You don't need work clothes and you don't need as much gas to get back and forth on a daily basis.
Well, the pandemic did that too.
But I think you change your spending, right? So
exactly.
Instead of having work clothes and the laundry service that you're using to get all your suits dry cleaned, what happens is you're going on an extra trip.
Yeah, you're traveling.
So you're changing the way you're spending. Or healthcare. Guess what? If you have your mortgage paid off, in our retirees that we have, their mortgage may be paid off, or they're approaching retirement. There's that gap between the Medicare and where they need those medical needs. The insurance premiums are very high. So, yes, your dry cleaning's different. You're not going out to lunch as much. Maybe you are eating home. Well, then you have that cost.
Yeah.
So
things
understanding
change.
Your budget before retiring. Listen, if you're 5, 10, 15 years from retirement, start thinking about that now. Because if you come to Hensler Financial, we can run a plan, but we can't do a lot of help to get you in line if you're 6 months away from retirement. At that point, you've already told HR you're retiring. Well, we can tell you yes or no, and here's what it looks like, but you can't adjust at this point. You have to pivot before the day of retirement, right? Yeah. So in that situation, that can be a shocking conversation if they've had that advisor with that 401k person that, yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm just impressed that, you know, somebody reached out to them to give them some
guidance.
Well,
no, I think that's important.
Yeah.
Well, DJ, there's some other things. Now, you know, on the list here, underestimating a lifespan.
Yeah.
How
Well, we use age 92. We use age 92 when we're running our financial plans.
And that's because it's pretty uncommon for people to reach that age these days, right?
It is. But we have clients that are 99 years old, right? Yeah. So the thing is again, what's your family history? What's your medical looks like? What is your family history? If you have, you know, if your parents passed away in their 60s, mm-hmm. maybe you don't have longevity. It's something to consider, right? If you think you're going to pass at age 70, clearly you can spend more between retirement and age 70. If your parents were 104, well, we need to project out past our age 92, yeah, right. What we run. So I think lifespan is going to be an important concept, understanding how long.
One of the most important pieces about financial planning is that you don't outlive your money.
You don't want
right?
to live. Yeah. Longer. If you have zero in the account, if you... Oops, that situation, guess what?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to be a greeter somewhere. It's gonna be a painful conversation.
Right, yeah. You don't wanna try to go get work at 80 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So important stuff, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think budgeting is going to kind of go in line with some of these other items. You know, treating a retirement account like a piggy bank. Again, if you have your budget, you should know that, oh, goodness, there should not be Dr. Gene always used to say there's no emergencies in finance.
Right.
We should be planning for your spending. We should understand what you've got going on for all those years. Not that we're telling you how to spend your money here at Hensler. What we're doing is we want to just plan for those spending needs at the spending time.
Well, so that's like if somebody does want to help their kids with their college tuition, help, you know, I don't know, pay for their granddaughter's wedding, go on that vacation, go on that stuff. Those need to be discussed.
It has to be discussed. Having a large 401k, that's great, but you also have to adulting, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be looking and making sure that, okay, if you want to spend for those needs on you know, grandkids, kids, education, whatever those things are, well, we're going to have to trim back somewhere else.
Yeah.
We're going to have to trim back here for your food out eating out or your golf or whatever it is that you're doing, and we just have to make sure we repurpose
some of
the funds.
You can cut back on golf?
Well, I know. I'm sorry.
Seriously?
I'm sorry.
DJ is not a sports boy.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do sports.
I mean, if you retire, you've got an extra 40 to 60 hours a week.
And that's a lot of entertainment you need to buy.
Yeah. And so
it's a lot. You know, if you just don't want to get frustrated on your walk, just leave your clubs at home.
I've heard golfing is a good walk wasted. But
I think that was Bob Wills from ages ago that made that mention. But I mean, here's the thing, DJ. Basically, it sounds to me like you have to have a financial plan. You have to follow the plan. Understand your budget. You can't get too generous with the grandkids, the church, all the other things. It's great to give. It's great to be, you know, somebody who's willing to do that, but you still need to make sure that your every dime, basically, you spend has considered the increased cost of health care and the infinite character of the money that you've saved, right?
Absolutely.
And other things that might impact that are going to be the stock market, which most people stay invested in, maybe not with all their money, but I'm, you know, here at Hensler, we have a 10-year rule where any money that you need within the next 10 years should be invested in fixed income. And hey, guess what? For more than a decade, fixed income investments didn't grow much at all.
Right.
Nowadays, you can get a little bit. I mean, the 10-year treasury is currently paying 4.5%, which is a sight better than it was.
I was going to say, that's 4.5% better than
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Completely.
I mean, we saw like high yields would be 2.5%.
Right.
So, you know, as long as you're beating inflation, though. And speaking of inflation, it's another thing we haven't mentioned. When you have inflationary pressures like we've had recently, it costs more
to live.
Well, that's one of the things that was on the list, the cost of living adjustments. Just because you get just a little bit more from Social Security does not mean you get a little bit more from...
Right.
I mean, nobody's putting money in your IRA.
Teacher's retirement system is a perfect example. TRS, that gives you a 1.5% increase every 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. 1 to 1.5% every 6 months for TRS. Fantastic. When inflation is at 6%,
that
doesn't sound as great, is it? You know, so I think that's the thing. We're not here at Hensler. We're not telling you how to spend your money, why to spend money in any particular form or fashion. What we want to do is make sure that we understand in totality those spending needs, the spending habits, right, and help direct those conversations, right, differently. Because if you just start pulling money and you don't know how to do it from a 401k, you're going to get a slap in the face from the IRS.
Yeah, right? that's one of the most confusing pieces is the fact that if you've saved your money pre-tax, it's going to be taxed on the way out the door.
Right? Yeah. So they're getting their money either way.
Right. And not only are they going to get it either way, at a certain age, they're going to start forcing you to take it so they can get taxed.
Absolutely. Required minimum distribution.
There's the other one that I found on the list that I was like, whoa. How many people get to that point that when they retire and say, I don't really need the financial advice anymore. I'm here. I got it. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. That's it. I've
people
saved.
People actually quit?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they do. And I think required minimums can be a scary thing because a lot of people don't understand, if you don't pull, the tax implications. If you they want you to pull it, you don't have a choice.
Are huge.
You know, so
huge,
it's just penalties. Important to have these conversations. Yeah. And I think it's important to do it before you walk out the door at retirement.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just give yourself some time to plan, and you can always readjust.
I mean, even the tax piece, managing your taxes, saving in a diversified way.
Yes.
Meaning not just investing in diverse companies, but also having various other accounts, some taxable, some not taxable. It's always a great idea, and you can't start that 30 days before retirement, right?
Exactly right.
It's too late by the time you get to that. So there's a lot of things to consider.
Now, do you get clients who come in and be like, hey, I've retired, now what do I do?
Yes.
Okay.
We have had that. We've had, and that's where it's scary. It's not as, you would be surprised how many conversations we have.
They might have been great savers, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Like, that's where I feel like this couple is that they save, but
they just didn't have the full understanding. What now happens, right? And I think that's where, you know, an advisor comes in to assist with the conversation, understand fully the dynamic of pulling money from those accounts, truly understanding your spending needs, your spending habits, and where to go.
Never too late to get that advice.
Never too late. Because the advice is not, people think about the stock market, well, I've invested, so I know how to invest because I haven't had an advisor for 30 years. I don't need one. Well, it's a different conversation when you're exiting your work and entering retirement. Now pulling money out of an account is a different strategy,
no doubt,
a different allocation. Though you have done well, we're going to want to diversify. You're going to need fixed income. There's a lot of different things where, yes, you're going to have less of a return, but it's important to have less return
and less
for
volatility.
Protection
of
the asset level.
Absolutely.
Because you lose half of that account, like we saw in 2008.
Sure.
We lose half. You just lost half your assets, and it was all in growth investment. That's a hard conversation to learn and to have at that time. Yeah. So that's why it's
that's the biggest thing, right, DJ? Old habits, they're really hard to break. And maybe if you start with an advisor, maybe in your 40s, when you start really needing those conversations and to make sure that you're developing those habits that will carry you through into and beyond retirement.
Yeah.
I think that's the piece that really needs to be focused here. And there's, I'm sure, more than 12, Kelly Lynn.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I know we just hit the highlights, but, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well.
But we're here to help, right? Call your Hensler Financial Planning Team, and we will help you with these conversations.
You can contact us at 770-429-9166. Give us a call. You can talk to Billy Collins, or you can ask for DJ Barker. You could ask for me if you wanted to, or Kelly Lynn. But,
I'll put you in touch with some people.
That's exactly. We'll patch you through. But anyway, it's something to consider. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get to that question mailbag, answer some listener questions. You are listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
This has been a production of Hensler Money Talks. All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice,
of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.